Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu returned from the United States and threatened swift retaliation for an attack from Lebanon that killed a dozen young people Saturday. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Netanyahu cut short his trip to the United States by a few hours to fly back to Israel. He said that Israel would retaliate for the attack by Hezbollah that killed 12 children and teenagers who were playing soccer in a village near the border with Lebanon. He said the state of Israel will not let this attack pass. Many in Lebanon were bracing for an Israeli response. Thousands of Lebanese in the south of the country fled their homes fearing Israeli strikes. Hezbollah denied that it was responsible, but both the U.S. and Israel said there was no doubt. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country may deploy new strike weapons in response to a U.S. plan to place missiles in Germany. Both the United States and Russia recently signaled a readiness to deploy intermediate-range weapons that were banned for decades under a Cold War-era treaty. More from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Sunday in St. Petersburg, Russian state television broadcast footage of the country's fleets at the annual Navy Day celebration. In attendance were officers from 31 other countries, including China, India, Iran, and South Africa. Showcasing the Russian Navy, missiles fired from various ships of the Black Sea Fleet, and jets dropped bombs from above. Overshadowing Russia's pomp and circumstance of the day is a recent plan revealed by the United States to deploy long-range missiles to Germany by 2026. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Meanwhile, Ukrainians are urging their government to do more to get Russia to release